You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So our man Devin Walker just put out a video. There are a line of folks, look like around FedEx Forum, down there to get what I assume to get. I think he made it pretty clear that it is to get the tickets. 250 pair of tickets, I believe, will be given away by Ja Morant, or at least hopefully by Ja Morant, and the Grizzlies, at 2 o'clock today. And they're already lined up outside that grand lobby entrance where those will be given away. This is the Utah game coming up on Friday that was added to the schedule after the NBA Cup group play was decided. Grizzlies out of that, you get two. We're happy to take Utah and the Clippers in the sense that it hopefully will be two wins, John, that get you back to 500. Which would be a good place to be. Keep in mind, it's felt like it's been a downhill spiral, or was at one point. Remember, you were 3-2. Then things went crazy at halftime of that Lakers game. But you have rebounded, won 7 of 9, and yeah, I guess listen, there's a little bit of poetry in this, and that it's Ja Morant hopefully giving out these tickets, or whether he's bought them. I guess we'll find out. But on 12-12, see, the Friday game will be 12.
I got 12. It. I'm picking it up. What you're
12
putting down?
Giving away the tickets for 12-12.
And he's coming out at noon.
No.
No? He's not coming out?
If they
out.
Had done that, I would have said, hold, they really went with this. It's 2.
Okay.
2 o'clock, 30 minutes before Huff.
So and folks are out there at noon.
Now, they are lined up right now, hours before. And so, hopefully, again, these will be these will be good seats. But more importantly, too, hopefully what it marks is, and maybe we're reading too much into it, but he was on the injury report last game as, what was it? He was ruled out before the game, but he had moved on to the injury report as doubtful,
yep.
Which means a move up typically as it relates to the Grizzlies. And so, yeah, having had this time now in between that you hope that this is Ja Morant actually returning as well after missing the last 10 games. I think it's 12 total this season, but he's missed the last 10 with that calf strain that he suffered, 5-6 minutes in?
Yep.
Edie had just come back. You're looking good. You're feeling like, okay, we're starting to get some of the pieces back. He goes down with the calf strain. Grizzlies went back. I mean, they're 7-3 in the games that he has missed. Again, have won 7 of their last 9 overall. So you'd like to say, I mean, if you're saying, keep yourself afloat.
Yep.
Right there, tread water while he's gone. You've done better than that.
Yep.
Obviously, it goes without saying who you've done it against. A lot of the Utahs and the Clippers of the world factors in. You've pretty much solidified yourself as the best team that's under 500. And pretty much having had all of these teams to face, you've gotten yourself back to a point where you can reach 500. Again, next two are against Utah and the Clippers, although I realize that game against the Clippers is out on the road, and you'd like to think, I mean, you would think that they'd be about ready to stop losing to the Grizzlies. So you might get a little fight from them, but this is an opportunity for the Grizzlies to get back to 500, which, again, with everything that's been thrown at them, injuries, job missing last 10 games, not having ED for, you know, a significant portion of this early season, Isolo first year, you know, the Boston loss where it looked like the whole roster was sort of out and not on the same page. To be back where you are now, 7-9, I think it's a pretty good spot to be. And again, hopefully this ticket giveaway represents the return of 12, because here's the key. And you know, this is, it's been obvious, we've touched on it. Since Zach Edey has been back, this has been the second best defensive team in the league.
Yes.
Second best defensive rating since Zach Edey has been back. That's the Memphis Grizzlies. I think they're up to number 13 overall, but it's been a climb up from low because, again, we didn't see anything identity-wise, and especially defensively, before Edey's return. And that's what Jaren Jackson Jr. having been there, out there for a lot of it. Again, I'm going to repeat this. There's only one team that's been better than you in the time that Edey has been back on the floor defensively in terms of NBA defensive rating. That is the Oklahoma City Thunder. All of a sudden, an identity is back.
Yep.
And so I want to stress this. Ja Morant coming back to this, and we've kind of done this before as it relates to defense, but there you look at the job that this team has done, Isolo has done, in terms of steadying the ship.
Yep.
Yeah, against bad competition, but you needed to do it at some point.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, you've sort of established the floor, and you've gotten your footing. Ja better come back and respect this, and more importantly, help out defensively for a team that right now is clicking. You know, one of the best in the league. Now, again, you have to continue to say it. You factor in, and some of that's against a lot of bad teams. Here's the other place Ja can help you. Two of those three losses that you've had since he's been gone were against the Spurs, where what? You did not have the closer.
Yep.
That's what was missing in those games. And so if Ja can come back, and no, I'm not saying all of a sudden he's going to be some plus defender, but not have a drop-off there because they've been better defensively, not just because Edie's back, because Ja's been off the floor.
Yep.
That's been part of it. Come back. Be solid there. But more importantly, too, be the closer that is missing, right, that Memphis was missing in the two San Antonio games. You know, the other loss was against Denver. You were bound probably to lose that one. But you get that part back, and we can see where this thing can go. Can you get out of play-in? Can you get to a six? You know, but now is the Ja hopefully recognizes that, respects what Isolo has done to this point in terms of steadying the ship, and is ready to jump in and take, see if he can take this roster, this team, still banged up, by the way, no Ty Jerome, no Scottie Pippen Jr., to the whatever the next level is,
which,
John, frankly, they're already in play-in status. It's see if you can get to six.
Exactly.
Right? That's the next step for this team. Hopefully this ticket giveaway represents Ja's return.
Yeah. Is it the most exciting thing in the world to be the sixth seed? Obviously, no. But when you take into consideration what it could have been.
Well, you're not facing OKC if you do get through the play-in in a first round.
Very true.
Where we said, what did you accomplish last year? What did you learn about your last year and get just dispatched by OKC? Could have been like Dallas, lose, and maybe you got a shot to jump in the lottery. Again, at least if you're a six, you've got a better matchup, a better chance of advancing. Could still make some of the case otherwise, but that said, I think Memphis right now, in again establishing the floor and what it's better than, and we thought it'd be better than four or five of these Western Conference teams. It's really important for Isolo, who, let's be real, Zach Kleiman's got a lot invested in, and you didn't need this thing going to hell and having to decide, oh, we're pushing the button. That's for his credibility, for what people think of him. So for this, from that standpoint, not just people, his roster. So from that standpoint, I don't think the Grizz could have, you know, I'm sure they could have envisioned it going a little better. But with you throw in all the factors that came after the start of the season, again, Ja kind of bailing there, halftime Lakers, not a bad place to be just two games under 500 right now.
Yeah, no, I agree totally. So, by the way, it's not just the the tickets that are being given away. Like they are really doing it up, because you can even buy $40 Plaza and Pinnacle seats for $40, which is like super cheap. I mean, Plaza's lower level. And then if you buy an in-person ticket for that game on Friday, you also get a 12% discount at the Grizz Den.
12.
So, yeah, 40 is40 is nothing. I know it's the Jazz, but I mean, to get a pretty good seat at an NBA game for $40 in the big year 2025.
I think it's smart of the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Again, likely coincides with the return of Josh, just a way to capitalize, really smart at a time where, maybe a lower level opponent, you say, I don't know if I'm, this gives you some incentive to get back down, because what you're hoping is you're closer to what you thought you had when you played that Cleveland game, and, you know, a little bit more whole. in terms of what that starting lineup was going to look. Remember, Cedric Coward was in there, John Morant's back, Zach Edey's in there, and it only lasts for 5-6 minutes before it all goes away. You know, Friday night, you should be much closer, basically that same team again. That's exciting to think about, again, whether Ja can – to see whether Ja can take this to the next level, whatever that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Troy Aikman had some interesting things to say about NIL. I think it was yesterday. He was on a sports media podcast with Richard Deitch, and he said that he is absolutely done with NIL. He said, I gave money to a kid. I won't mention who. I've done it one time at UCLA, never met the young man. He was there for a year. He left after the year. I wrote a sizable check, and he went to another school. I didn't even get so much as a thank you note. So it's one of those deals to where I'm done with NIL. I want to see UCLA be successful, but I'm done with it. This, of course, is like the most successful UCLA football player ever. He's a Hall of Famer. He's, you know, a face still very much so in the football world because of Monday Night Football. And the kid, by the way, the speculation is that it's Dante Moore. He was at UCLA last year. Then he transferred to Oregon. And he says, Troy Aikman said he did not give so much as did not get so much as a thank you. So, listen, it got me thinking about, you know, the future of NIL and money, and, you know, because in the end, NIL is paid for and funded by big money people like Troy Aikman. And there's no ROI with it. When you're a rich person and you give money to something, or you invest in something, depending on how you want to, you know, put what lens you want to put that through, you do it in the hopes of having some form of return of investment. Like I if I'm going to buy a stock, I want to make money on the stock. If I'm going to invest in this real estate, I want to make money on this real estate, whatever. Troy Aikman said, I've spent a lot of money on this kid because I'm investing in the future of UCLA football, and I got absolutely nothing out of it. I didn't even get a thank you, and now he's done. And so I just wonder, Jason, at what point will we see this across the board? Like, will we see people, you know, 10 years from now, will NIL be what it is today? Will the money be what it is today at NIL? Because only one team can win the championship. Only one team can win its conference. Mm-hmm. Only one player can win the Heisman Trophy. Like, there are going to be a lot of boosters out there who give a lot of money who are going to be disappointed year in and year out. And are these schools and players going to keep coming back to the same people saying, hey, man, I know we really let you down last year. I know we really didn't do anything. We were 4-8. You know, we couldn't get off the mat. Can you give another $2 million this year? At what point does that answer go from yes to no? I mean, I think that's the interesting question.
No, I mean, you keep running you give money to a program that's performing poorly, and you expect a thank you or a do better, then I would say invest in another program. I know that's his, and that's a problem for UCLA, but what you do, John, is you win, and they will continue to give it. They're, you know, this bubble may burst in terms of what guys are being paid, but it's not going anywhere. This is basically professional athletics, and it's only going to grow because of the money that college football is creating, the money this college football playoff is creating in terms of television rights and everything else. And so it's only going to continue to be a money game, and those that want to win will pay it. Troy Aikman, there's some ego involved here, too, that I think you have to factor
that is
in.
That is true.
There's plenty of boosters that feel the same way as Troy and don't get heard, right? They don't have his platform. So that are with him. But I would say, too, that there's plenty of folks that at Ohio State last year that felt plenty fine about their investment. Maybe they feel a little different about it now. There's enough programs that are winning. You look at what that program has been, and like I said, I'm not worried about one guy. You know, and all of a sudden the light's going to turn off. There's just too much money involved. Ultimately, it's going to continue to grow. Do you have to put a cap on this? I think, yeah. I mean, just think logically. Maybe it does. The bubble doesn't burst as you used to put it, but a cap and parameters seem like at some point they'll have to go on. But nah, man, I'm not buying that because Troy feels jilted. They didn't get a goodbye from Dante Moore. That the lights will turn out one day.
Well. We'll see.
Too much money involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of boosters.
It's called big money. It's called professional athletics, and that's what college, you know, presidents and ADs have decided they want to do.
But, like, let's just say, like, I don't think the money will ever go away completely, but will the money decrease? You know, like, will the money – because right now guys are getting crazy money, crazy amounts of money, $4 million, $5 million. Will that change? I mean, maybe revenue share is going to probably be the bulk of that moving forward would be my guess. And that's going to impact – Memphis, right? more than it will impact Ohio State, because those programs will be able to continue to give more and more and more and more.
You need to be in the Power Four.
Right.
And not be about, you know, singular donations from folks.
Right.
To your NIL. You
right.
need to be in the Power Four structure where you're operating in a revenue sharing, a full revenue sharing system.
Yes.
That's how you're going to keep folks paid. And there will be people to fill that system up. That's what I'm saying. Yes, maybe it gets capped off. I think I'm with you. I think you got to at some point. But this isn't changing.
Right.
Because of the way Troy feels about. We suspect Dante Moore.
Right.
Take your word for it that it's him. Could be your future quarterback with the Raiders, by the way. It's not just Mendoza.
Yeah. No, you're right. He's in the mix as well. Yeah. I haven't watched as much of Dante Moore. I saw a little bit of him against USC a couple weeks ago.
I was gonna say, it can be next story, but Fields has got him going number two.
Yeah.
Dante Moore behind Fernando Mendoza. So most still think, my point, he's a
right.
top five, top ten pick.
Now,
likely a top three pick.
When you gave NIL to Alex Lomax, did you get a thank you?
I didn't give any. I buy tickets. That's what I do. I'm not contributing.
Well, Mike says you didn't spend a dime.
Again, you continue to bring Mike up. I think you believe me. There were pictures of me there. I don't need to keep addressing Mike every single time we bring this up. That said, no, I didn't give anything to Lomax. I think Lomax is going to be more appreciated as we move away from that. Number one, the 4-year player. Right, the 4 or 5, however many, it might have been 6 years with Lomax, because you're not going to just look at it now. The way the roster flips, what he gave through criticism, through the city at times tearing him up, saying, "Man, we need something better, something out there." And there were times where you did, especially offensively. But those kind of guys, you won't see them come around often. And frankly, I tell you, it needs to go better. For don't treat the Thedfords and the Curtis Givens the same way that we did the Alex Lomaxes and at times the Joe Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, I can always flip it, bro.
Yeah.
I can cook it and flip it and take it somewhere profound.
Yeah. No.
Got me? Didn't give A-Lo NIL.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm giving him all of my respect for what he did hanging in there here at Memphis.
What was his last year was when?
He won games for that program.
He never played the NIL era? He didn't get at least a year in it?
Probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to tell you, A-Lo had a big old Jeep on wheels.
Yeah, probably didn't have to. That was more of the, you probably didn't have to.
At the very end, him and Tyler got deals.
Yeah.
It seemed like the very end of their career.
But they were guys that you didn't really have to.
But maybe A-Lo was on a different level than Tyler, and Tyler was coming back.
Right. Right.
But yeah, man. No, I'm happy those guys got a little piece of it.
Exactly.
They didn't get, you know, what everybody else did afterwards.
But they didn't get the Aaron Bradshaw.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Think about Aaron, Jordan Brown.
KD,
what Jordan Brown was paid for nothing.
Yes,
like, you could have gave that to the guys who didn't get paid, but actually contributed something. You know,
I think Penny says that Jordan Brown is still sick. By the way, I think he's still dealing with that illness.
We're waiting to see what the doctor says.
It's been
if he's gonna come out of his room.
Mystery condition,
bro. I thought Aaron Bradshaw had caught the Jordan Brown.
Yeah, no, I was worried about it. Yep, that goes
but
around.
They refused to allow him to get sick.
That they will not allow it. You're going out there.
Yeah, we spend too much.
We're
going to coach you up.
But it's like unfortunately, it's like.
They're seemingly doing it.
If the team is suffering, you're in a real tough spot. You know, like if you play him and the team suffers as a result of his bad play, it's like, what do I do? What do I sit you and you get money for nothing? Or do I play you and everybody loses?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real. But luckily, he played well against Baylor. So it was not a catch-22. But anyway, if you're expecting Troy Aikman to give it to NIL in the future, Jason, you're going to be very disappointed because he's done.
But did you?
He's done.
UCLA?
Yes.
They need a lot more.
They do.
That thing's been a mess lately.
Yeah. And I think that's
so. If Troy's back out,
they're in
dire straits.
Yeah, because
is what I would say about that.
And
program.
I'll bet you
stop giving your money to UCLA, which ain't doing anything with it here lately.
Yeah. I mean,
I love Deshaun. That was a hot mess. That whole Deshaun of that tenure was awful.
Deshaun Foster
tenure. I couldn't get his last name out.
Might as well have been Deshaun Watson, you know?
I stopped short of that.
UCLA basketball has got some money because they got Donovan Dent, you know, the All-American guard. They got a couple other guys that are there. So UCLA basketball is in better shape than football.
Basketball school.
It is a basketball school. They had Adai Mara before he transferred to Michigan. They couldn't keep him, and now Michigan looks like the national champ favorite right now because they have friggin' 3 bigs that start.
Dusty May is going to win one.
Yeah, Axel Lindeborg is going to win a title at Michigan. Couldn't beat Memphis, though. He could not beat the Tigers. Had 3 cracks at it last year.
He just rose above what we could offer. Penny always had his eye on him, but
that's
he just
right.
rose to too high.
Oh yeah,
level.
He's. I think he's making like
Michigan money.
$3 million. Yeah, he's yeah. making more in Michigan than he would have made going late in the first round of the NBA draft. That's why he stayed. Mm-hmm. So, but no more Troy Aikman. We'll see if Joe Buck is still going to continue to give to wherever his alma mater is.
All right, I mentioned it. NFL mock draft 2026. You know, we're only a few months away. I mean, it's true, technically. We'll be next April, and we should already be talking about it. John's already eyeing it. I heard him asked about it by Jeff Calkins this morning on that show. It's a good chance, and John's battling, who is it, the Giants and Tennessee, even though you'd be ahead of them already for that number one pick. All John has to do is keep losing. He's going to have a real shot here at number one. Here's what Field did, though. Field Yates over at ESPN.com. He has a trade at the top. He's got the Giants with the pick, but making it because they don't need a quarterback. John, you had said you suspect something like this could happen.
Yep.
Because the Giants have a quarterback in Jackson Dart, trading out of the spot to the Jets, who then come up and take Fernando Mendoza, thus giving the Raiders no chance to draft the, I think, Heisman Trophy winner out of Indiana. Could finish as a undefeated national champion before it's all said and done. He's already a Big Ten champion. I can absolutely see a team doing that to John if he can't get to number one. A team moving up that's already got a quarterback. Think about it. If Tennessee gets the one pick, right, they got a quarterback. Right? They'd be one of those teams you would suspect could very likely be a likely candidate to move down or to allow a team to move up and take take their pick of Fernando Mendoza or – as Field has got going number two, and right now he's got him going to the Raiders, who would stay there at two, according to Field, get Dante Moore, the guy that John just talked about, was a true freshman at UCLA and then goes over to Oregon now. I think Raiders, yeah, and Titans, many Titans fans in the city, some. Arvell Reese is a good one, linebacker out of Ohio State. Again, Mark, no need for a quarterback in the Titans situation. They've got to add talent. They've got to add it all over, and you need something next to Jeffrey Simmons that can actually operate and take advantage of how good a player Jeffrey Simmons is. So that makes sense to me. Round out the top five, they got the Browns taking Carnell Tate, another Ohio State player, this one on the edge at wide receiver, and then the Saints taking Francis Magoa. Offensive tackle out of Miami. He must be pretty highly ranked, and we know they need protection for what looks like it's going to be their future with Tyler Shuck. They've played him enough. He's been decent at times, good at times. He's had some rough goes too, but it looks like they think they've at least got their guy for right now, so they got to start trying to protect him. But interesting stuff. I think we know John's got to get a quarterback. Question's going to be whether he's going to have his choice or someone. If he doesn't get the one pick, someone's going to move up ahead of him and have the choice of who they want. Right now, we're looking at Mendoza and Dante Moore as the top two
yep.
picks. I'm trying to find if there's any other, as I scroll down here. Caleb Downs, who we once thought was a top five pick, they got number nine going to the Rams. Imagine the rich, young Rams getting richer on defense with him. Reuben Bain Jr., some had mentioned him as a top 10 pick, going 10 to Cincinnati. Boy, could they use some defensive presence on that team, and he would certainly supply it. Jeremiah Love, the oft-talked-about Notre Dame running back that I guess is going to set the market in terms of running backs for the 14, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Would make a lot of sense. We've been saying Andy Reid's been missing a running game. It's part of the reason all that dependence on Patrick Mahomes if they're in the boat that they're in.
That's about right for a running back. It ain't top six. Because
still scrolling for another quarter.
J.K. Dobbins hasn't played since week 10, and he has 107 more yards than Ashton Jeanty. Yes.
Well, that has everything to do with y'all's offense.
I know, but this is the point, is that you can be as generational a running back as you want, and Ashton Jeanty was that. I come out of Boise.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the offensive line, you don't have the – it doesn't matter. It doesn't freaking matter how good that guy is because he just looks like a dude back there. He doesn't look like a – now, if the Raiders invest in the offensive line and fix it, obviously he'll be able to maximize that. But even Saquon right now, Saquon had that home run he hit against the Chargers, but other than that, he was pretty much bottled up.
Line.
Yeah, line problem. You know, if you have – I mean, it's pretty
no –
we're simplifying it, but it's true. You better not draft a running back if you don't have offensive line. It's just a waste of a pick.
I don't see any other – okay, here we go. All the way down to 31, Ty Simpson. The Rams taking him with the 31st pick. So just three quarterbacks in the first round of his first mock draft for Field Yates over at ESPN. Relatively interesting. Who's he got my Bears taking? Cassius Howell and Edge out of Texas A&M. Yes, need defensive players. We are so terrible when it comes to sacks and pressure. So I would respect that. But there you go. We're already getting the mocks out, and it looks like at least right now the fight at the top is going to be between – maybe it won't be a fight between Mendoza, Dante Moore. Maybe Dante ends up being the number two, the sort of Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud type. But I like Fernando Mendoza going number one. We'll see if John gets a chance to pick him.
I am warming up to it because I don't have a choice. I have to have a quarterback.
Giants going to win again?
They're favored this weekend because no Jaden Daniels.
Right. So that's where you can get.
They got Dart out there.
And
so
apparently,
they,
tiebreaker, you're already ahead of the Titans.
Right.
So you just need the Giants to win.
Right.
There you go.
And
because you guys are committed to losing.
First of all, they have a quarterback, right? So even if they get a first overall pick, like.
Well, they're going to let somebody come up like we talked about. And that's what Field has happening, right. The Jets coming
but
up.
But if we finish second and they're first.
You need one.
Then we won't have to give up that much to get to number one, I don't feel like. But yes.
You want to be one because it's quite possible. You're telling me they're favored?
They're favored. Yeah, the Giants are favored over the Commanders this week. So
somebody's got to win.
But we play them, though. We play the Giants. That's the problem. We also play the Titans, and we beat them. So we have the head-to-head against, you know, so this is where a head-to-head matters.
Y'all beat the Titans, but why does it have y'all two and the Titans three and you're both 2-11? And I saw that on Tankathon as well. You guys were the two and the Titans were the three.
It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe the head-to-head doesn't go into it.
Okay.
Maybe it's like strength of schedule or something.
Must be.
The harder your schedule, the better your pick.
Tankathon and this has it, so whatever it is, it seems pretty consistent. That right now you're ahead of them even though
right.
You beat them.
Yeah.
That said, you need one.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
Oh, I agree.
There's a possibility you get it. You just lose. You just lose the Giants. You guys are perfectly capable of losing to them.
I mean, let's hope. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to win the rest of the year because I want Pete out. I want that hope. We got to start over there, and we got to get a new quarterback. I mean, if those two things, I hate to say it, I did not think we would be here on December 10th when this hire got made. You know, earlier in the year, but we're here now. Like,
dude, when you're drafting this high, you got a chance to change your franchise.
Hell so
good,
yeah!
Good luck to you.
Hell yeah! Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And you know, can I get you? Can I interest you in a Raider Mendoza jersey because that is your guy?
No, I ain't even bought a Caleb Williams jersey yet. What am I gonna buy a Mendoza for?
What's the last one you bought? Was it Fields?
Last one was for Chris, a DJ Moore who doesn't even get the ball thrown to him anymore.
That's right.
Caleb can't even see him.
That's right. See, when you commit to something like that, a jersey,
and you know, before that was Fields,
it's really important to you how that player performs, right? And you feel betrayed personally if that player does not do their job.
DJ was the fix. He was the fix to getting a Justin Fields, right? You committed to something that was never going to work. So we said with John, said, well, let's invest in somebody that's going to be there. Let's invest that we know somebody's going to get the ball. He caught for 1,300 yards with Justin Fields. Surely this is going to be a guy that's going to be there forever and catch a lot of balls. And what happens to him? It ruins him. Caleb, for whatever reason, only sees Rome Odunze. He wasn't even in the game last week. The tight end, Colston Loveland, and Alamide Zaccheaus. Also, Luther Burden he sees. He cannot see DJ. DJ being paid too much money not to see him.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Now, we're getting sick of this.
Yep.
Because we're up for some man of the year stuff, but we got to get some receptions.
I'm gonna tell you what y'all need, man. Come get y'all some a tight end. I know that's what y'all like. Y'all can run that three tight end set,
bro. We don't need any more tight ends. Got Komet and Loveland running up all up and down the field. What we need Bowers for?
That's right.
He's the one player on your team I'd keep. The rest of it's all trade bait. Come get Max Crosby. Come get anything you want. Dylan Parham,
not tradable. Can't have him.
Please, there's nothing on that line that's.
Dylan Parham has a mean streak, bro.
When I see y'all run blocking, it's actually Dylan Parham that's leading it, but it don't happen much. I don't think he has much help.
I am being told that Parham not having a great year.
There we go.
Let's
upgrade. Anyway, number one pick right now, Field Yates, Fernando Mendoza with John taking Dante
Moore. Parham is 43 out of 80 overall. For guards around the NFL.
As mid as it gets. We love that
is
he's
that
still
even
in the league.
Mid? I don't even – I guess there's –
Is that
there,
just average, right? Two, he's right in the middle.
There's two a
look at his
team,
average.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you have the left guard and the right guard.
Yeah.
So it's actually closer to the bottom.
Okay.
30. So it's like it's below average, no question. That sucks, because that's like we have nothing on the offensive line that's guaranteed except Colton Miller. That's the only guy we got. It's just tough, man. Your line has overperformed, it feels like, this year.
We went and cleaned it at first, changed the front three completely.
Oh, you got Tooney.
Tooney, Dahlman, and Jackson from the Rams,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, new center, two new guards.
What amazes me is you cannot sack Caleb Williams. Like, even if you get to him, it's like he put baby oil on before the game, which I think with him is very possible.
I knew that, you'd been laying off lately. But I knew we'd get back. The more relevant we stayed, right?
Yeah.
That you would come back to your jokes about him.
Yes. Yes.
We said no more French tip. No more French tip for you after you didn't see DJ Moore on that possible touchdown throw. He only saw Loveland.
That's right.
So we're not doing French tip this week. It's go hard or go home. You know, it's Cleveland. Take care of business.
Yep. But yeah, the draft is heating up, and the reality is that we cannot win again, and we're already so deep into the season that it would be devastating if we won again. Now, Antonio Pierce did this to us a couple years ago when we were trying to tank. We won too many games,
yeah.
So it cost us. I don't remember who we ended up drafting as a result of it, but we've never been able to do it the way we need to do it. And Mendoza's not a for sure. Like, he doesn't feel like a surefire pick, but he feels like a good one based on, you know.
Us Bears fans, we're rallying together. We're offended that you put that Diddy oil on us.
Yep, y'all did.
That's not what we do. We might paint the nails, but we don't.
Caleb Williams going to them freak-offs.
Don't put us in that.
You cannot sack that man. He will get out of it.
He's got a little bit of Mahomes to him there.
Bro, has he taken a sack this year?
Yes. Stop, okay. Dude.
I mean, he's
taken one in the end zone and fumbled the ball a couple games ago. It was Watt that got to him.
Yeah.
Flipped him and tripped him.
I don't know how many sacks he's taken exactly.
No, you're right. He's got an escapability to him, but it's more about the he took the most in the league last year. It's more about the front three that you replaced than it is his escapability.
All right, he's taken 20 sacks this year.
Last year he led the league.
But Detroit sacked him 4 times in week 2. So a lot of that is from week 2. Yeah. He's and then Washington got to him 3 times in that win.
I'm telling you, it's not the majority of it is not him dancing out of things as much as it is an improved offensive line. You went out and replaced the front three, center and both guards, and one of them is a freaking all pro in Joe Tooney.
Right. Yep. And that matters. Again, I mean, we have to have a quarterback. Otherwise, I would say pick the best offensive lineman. But we have to have a quarterback first.
Well, and make sure he's protected so that you can properly gauge him. That's what Cincinnati's missing. When you know you've got him, protect him.
That's exactly right. Next story is YouTube TV is apparently going to debut a new sports-only subscription plan in 2026 that is going to be cheaper than its current $82 a month pricing. This is according to The Athletic's Andrew Marchand. No official pricing has been set, but basically they are saying, we hear your complaints. We know that when you buy YouTube TV, if you're a sports fan, you don't want to get the Hallmark channel, the Lifetime channel, the La 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 channel. So they're going to offer a brand new sports plan that is going to have all the major networks, as well as FS1, NBC Sports Network, and of course all of the Disney ESPN family of networks. You can add the NFL ticket package on the side, which I have, and you could also do the Red Zone if you decide to do that. But you know, this feels like kind of the first of its kind. People talk about these kinds of packages all the time. That hey, we don't, you know, why am I paying for this channel? I don't need it. I don't use it. The a la carte. Here it is. We don't, again, $82 a month. Then you on top of that, you got to tack on the sport. So it really comes out to like, you know, $90 a month. So we'll see how much this comes out to be. I would guess it would still be, you know, 40 to 50 bucks. But when this debuted, that's how much the whole thing cost. It was $39.99 when I started using it 6 years ago, which was like an oasis. All right. So if we can get back to that, I think it's probably the future, to be quite honest with you. I mean, you're still going to have streaming services because that's just the way we go in 2025 and 2026. But I definitely feel like this is a good idea. I wonder if more places will offer it, because I legitimately don't think I watch anything on YouTube TV besides sports. Like, I don't think I'd tune in for, like, what would I even watch? I mean, if it's going to be on Netflix if it's that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's The Reckoning with Diddy, it's not going to be on TBS, you know? It's going to be on Netflix.
Right, but you still haven't watched it.
I haven't had a chance. I got the holidays coming up.
You got a lot going on. Nobody's putting any pressure on you.
Me and Sam are going to sit down. We're going to watch it, all right? Because I think, her dad might have had some dealings with Diddy and Mace and all them at some point, so I think she needs to know the truth. Well, you know the hip-hop cafe he owned back in South Carolina. You know that story.
I remember something vaguely about a signed Fat Joe shirt, but that's about it.
Big pun.
Big pun.
I get it, but big pun.
And both very, fat. Very, it was very just random, so the fact that I could pull even that out,
right.
I'm patting myself on the back.
Yeah, I mean, that fat rapper.
Don't remember any Mace or
We have a signed Mace shirt as well. Not a shirt, but a poster. So we have had some hip-hop artists come through the hip-hop cafe in South Carolina. So Sam needs to know the truth. But that's the thing. It's not going to be on TBS. It's going to be on, a premium offering, right? So I don't need any of these other channels. So I'm excited about it. I will change my subscription plan. Brad, are you still with us on YouTube TV, or have you canceled? It's fine. If you don't want to answer that, it's perfectly fine.
We still have YouTube TV.
Okay, we still got it. So now you can save yourself some money.
Yeah.
With this, will you go to the all sports package? Will you drop it down, or does your wife want to watch?
So my wife is the consumer on the YouTube program, okay, because of our friend Jason has hooked me up with the Superbox for the upstairs TV, so that I get the entire arsenal of NFL games now.
There you go.
Which you don't get through, just having,
yes,
YouTube.
Yes.
So we still use it for DVR. Sunday morning is DVR'd.
Yep.
All of her girl shows are DVR'd. I don't even know what those are, but I don't get involved with that. Yeah.
Right.
So, yes.
So any
issues with the box? Still enjoying yourself?
So I had to figure out a reprogram a couple of times, which has been...
And just be honest and transparent, because our audience deserves to know, because we only hear the Chinese propaganda usually.
That's right.
The reprogram took a good month to reprogram. I'm not going to lie, Jason.
Tedious.
I had to seek counsel on the internet, because apparently they use workarounds with these things.
Mm-hmm.
To avoid the Chinese mafia or whoever is looking out for them.
Yep. They don't tell you how the sausage is made, do they?
No.
I don't even get involved with that. I'm just listening to you, So I got it, and I'm happy with the program, but the reprogram was a little bit of a B, I'm not going to lie.
But you've got your Sunday ticket games on now?
I do, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Jason was one of the early adopters.
I can hear the money cha-chinging.
So he has a direct line to Xi Jinping when he has problems with the troubleshooting.
I like that we're getting the fair sort of review instead of my Chinese propaganda
that's
always putting out about.
It's a fair and balanced view of the Superbox.
Sold at Amazon and Walmart.
It's already paid for itself, though, if you consider the cost of the fall. I mean, so I'm out nothing, even if this thing, God bless, we have to reprogram it or it no longer works.
He's out nothing already.
Yeah. Now, you got to be careful with the newer models.
The newer models,
because
I feel like, are not as good as...
Spy technology on those.
I'm concerned that my data
TikTok
is compromised. I don't
Jason
have TikTok.
Jason has one of the test
The original
balloons.
S1.
Yeah.
Series 1
the OG.
And 3.
He's got the OG.
Remember when China sent the balloon over? A lot of people forgot about that.
Oh, I remember that East Coast. We shot that thing down like we did them boats in Venezuela.
We shot it down, and they found in the balloon was a brand new shipping of super boxes. They were sending those over, but again, Jason has the original model. So
right,
he's got that OG,
nothing
bro.
But a chip in that thing.
Yeah. Coop has something. It's not a super box, but it's like one of the it's one of those. It's the same idea, right?
The president can't find me. He's they've been looking for me since Series 1. They still can't find me.
You're good.
And we'll keep it that way.
I tell you what, 3 p.m. Grizzbeat.
You can find me there, but. Again, at University of Memphis and Charles Huff running through us today, aren't they?
You got co-pro?
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting counter-programmed, aren't you?
We have to do what we have to do.
Hey, you're on demand, though, bro.
So is Jaws giving away tickets like 2?
Yes.
It's kind of a
busy day.
Kind of button heads
I
there
watch your program.
Bit.
I just the cool thing about it is I watch it later. Like, I'll get home after work. I watch that thing.
That's what we appreciate. If you're tuned into Huff, which I can totally understand, you can watch
ESPN
it's there, bro.
Later. On YouTube,
yeah,
Ryan City Media.
This there show too, same thing.
Yeah, we're everywhere. We're so saturated, right? J&J everywhere. I'll be on Field of 68 tonight.
Hey, all right.
Light night. I'm gonna make
Chopping
sure I make an appearance at the holiday party.
Yay!
I don't get overserved.
Very good.
You know, because
represent the show for me.
The good news is
we're gonna try to get it closer next year, gentlemen. By the way, so just a heads up. I know it's a little farther out again.
Yeah, our Christmas party for the second straight year is being held in West Memphis. So we'll hopefully try to get that
at the future Bucky's location. Yeah.
But yes, I'm gonna try to make an appearance tonight, and then I'll do a Field of 68. I'll have Grizzbeat on. I'll have the Charles Huff press conference on. I will have Jeffrey and Company on, and Gabe on.
J-Dub.
I will have it all on. I'll have the Superbox on.
No, you won't do that.
I will have everything. I think that's it's a light night of sports. That's the only good news, is that there's not a lot going on. Grizzlies don't play again until January, so I'll have some time to kind of
Friday.
We don't know.
They're our partners. Tuned in.
Against the Utah Jazz.
Yes.
$12. 12 for 12 for 12.
Oh, they probably got some freebies still over there.
They do.
Won't be in the line.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. That's exactly right. So anyway, good news for YouTube TV, I don't want to say law-abiding citizens because it is a gray area, but the non-gray area residents, you know, we are going to have a option here to do the sports content only.
Tried to have a conversation with my wife. I'm like, let's just cut that bill out, like, because we're trying to save on everything.
Yeah,
you know?
I love saving.
She was like, no, the Hallmark Sunday thing with the thing. I'm like,
yeah, I mean, that, you know, luckily my wife just does the stream and stuff. She just does the, you know, Hulu, Peacock, all that stuff.
That's
so
good.
She doesn't watch the, but I can't cut those out, and I wouldn't want to really. But I will cut this YouTube TV thing out, and if it's $30, I'm excited to save it. I'll tell you that right now.
Nice.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jeff Coggins will join us at 1:25. Stick around. J&J.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Turn FM, ESPN.
Shedeur Sanders, America's favorite quarterback, has a big matchup this weekend against Chicago Bears. Conditions will not be friendly. Expect the temps to reach minus 10 in Chicago.
Yep. He's used to playing cold. Did it at Colorado?
Yeah. Minus 10 is a different one, though. That's a different beast.
He had a good week last week.
He really did. High of 10 degrees, wind chills around minus 10. It's expected to be one of the coldest games in Soldier Field history. So
good grief. Didn't know that. I mean, that's saying something.
Yeah. Guy asked on Twitter,
history.
Somebody offers you a ticket. You going? And I said, no, let me give you my thinking. First off, it's the Browns. Secondly, it's minus 10.
Right.
I'm not going.
No, you can actually get frostbite out there if you play around.
Remember when the
Dolphins Chiefs playoff game?
Yes,
people had
And I think it was colder. It was like
it was way colder. Kind of record, I want to say, or maybe it was a KC game record.
Yeah, it was minus 20 at kickoff.
There you go.
No, sorry, minus 4 at kickoff with a wind chill of minus 27.
Yeah,
it was the fourth coldest game in NFL history.
There you go.
So
it literally freeze off fingers and toes.
Yeah, that literally sounds like the most miserable thing in the world.
It's not fun.
Would you rather be hot or cold?
It's always cold because you can layer up. If you're hot and once you reach skin level, there's nothing left to
do. You can't do anything else.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Understand?
Yeah.
With cold, I can find a level that I'll be comfortable at.
Right.
By layering up.
So, like, okay, so you're, okay, so
does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. So
there's a right answer to this, and it's cold.
Yeah, I think there is.
As opposed to, this isn't a pick,
right?
Opinion,
right?
Cold is better
because like you have two extremes, right? Like a Memphis football game in the heart of September that's like 110 degree heat index.
Yeah,
and then you have a Soldier Field game that's minus 10. You're gonna pick the minus 10 over the 110.
I'm gonna layer up. And Bear Grylls taught me how to dig into the snow during an avalanche, save myself.
Okay.
Inside the snow. Create a warmth in there.
Oh, wow.
So I've also got special skills that I've acquired for extra cold. Understand? Yeah, I'm going to be more comfortable there. Put yourself in the desert. Hot as you can be. Rip off all your clothes.
Yeah.
Temp just keeps going up.
The coldest game I ever went to was the Memphis-Iowa State Liberty Bowl. I don't remember what the temperature was, but it was absolutely miserable. They were like selling hand and foot warmers, and I had to use them. I had to use them because it was that miserable out there. And I just told myself I mean the bleacher metal was extremely cold to your ass. I mean, it was just really a really bad experience.
Where's Phillip Rivers going for his first game? Because they are playing. They are
Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's. I'm assuming he starts.
Dude, they got him out there throwing passes right now like he's getting ready to be the starting quarterback. I don't think this is no longer just some sort of media stunt.
You wondered, what was the point of bringing him to
passes
on the practice
in the red
squad.
Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are you doing waiting a week? You're ramping him up? They're about to throw him out there, which just seems ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. And I don't know if there's enough I can bet on the Seahawks.
I mean, the Seahawks defense is one of the best defenses in the league. I would put them in the top five. So what? And then don't let it be raining or something up there,
right?
Any kind of bad weather. I mean, you're talking about a miserable experience. You thinking you missed this much? You and Steichen that close that you're willing to put your life on the line? Because in a lot of ways, I mean, that's not an exaggeration,
right?
In terms of what could happen to him, it's a violent game. It's only gotten faster, and Seattle's got a young defense, man. It hits.
Yes, they do.
He better be careful.
He's an old man.
Apparently it inspired the Bucs to go get Jason Pierre-Paul, who has not played in 2 years. They went and said they're going to add to their pass rush and got JPP with the melted hand.
Where has he been?
Doesn't he have the melted hand? Didn't
he had
the accident.
Yeah.
He's older now. He hadn't played in 2 years. They're going to get JPP.
That's crazy. Yeah, and he got two tackles.
Bears gonna sign DeMarcus Ware. We're lacking on rush too. He's about the same age as Rivers, isn't he? We go find DeMarcus Ware and sign him off the couch.
Yep.
See if he can save our pass rush.
DeMarcus Ware is ready.
Same age as Phillip Rivers, just about. I think, was he 43, 44?
43, yeah.
There you go.
Great sack artist.
What's going on here? Why are we going back to these throwbacks? We're putting them at risk.
Yeah.
Well, that's my point.
I don't know if you saw the press conference with Phil Rivers today, but, bro, he had them folks eating out of the palm of his hand. Just his sheer presence in that building.
ESPN was thinking of that. Let's just hear Phillip Rivers go off without cursing and his whole bunch of – and they just loved it. They came, oh, he's the greatest. We love him. We love him. There's just this media love affair with him.
There is.
Point.
But he's really – I mean, is he that funny? I don't think he's that funny.
He's a funny guy because he says dadgum and shoot.
Right.
You know, 1,000 times.
Yeah. But he was never really that guy. I mean, he was a prolific passer, but he was really never that guy in terms of –
get over the hump.
Yeah. I think he had like an AFC championship appearance once, and that was really all you heard from him.
Now the Colts are expecting him to be that guy. Good luck.
Yeah.
I told you that we said this yesterday. This is nothing but
like, this is an interesting question. What do they expect him just to take snaps and hand off the ball to Jonathan Taylor? Like, no, I mean, anybody could do that, right?
I mean, he looks like he's still got a cannon on him.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Pat McAfee highlights of him.
The Hail Mary that he threw against Buffalo didn't even, it was like 10 yards short of the end zone.
Yeah.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, you're not asking for the deep throws.
He's declined. But
it's sad that they're in this situation. But sad in only the sense that they put themselves in this situation.
Right.
And the fact that Anthony Richardson can't work out without hitting himself in the eyeball.
I mean, he literally said, I was not holding out hope to play again. I thought that ship had sailed. Like he said, he was 100% retired. And now he's back.
Holding out hope like he wanted the call, though.
No, he said he wasn't.
Holding out hope anymore.
He literally was probably, you know, raising any one of his 12 kids.
And if he plays, this will push back his Hall of Fame thing. That's what I think I read, that you got to push back another 5 years.
Yep.
I would think he was getting his speech ready.
Yeah.
Y'all called him to come play.
Yep,
he says. Even Flacco's like, this is dumb.
He said.
For Phillip Rivers to come back.
And not only that, and they're giving him Daniel Jones' number.
I've been playing.
They're giving him 17.
I would feel so disrespected if I was Daniel Jones, what I've done. I was already out there playing on a broken leg and told now y'all giving him my number. I don't care about double numbers. That's my number.
Yep.
Put him in something else.
Yep. He said he saw the injury live. He feels terrible for Daniel, but he texted with him about being so gracious about 17. That was meaningful to me. Now, you would not have done that back in the day at Snowden. Once you got sacked and you were out for the year, you would
Daniel
not have
Daniel Jones was giving them everything he had, bro.
Including his jersey number.
And they have already erased him.
He's gone, bro.
Now, you're telling me this story about he's going to be ready to go next year. I believe it when I see it. Well, coming back from 9 months.
That would be the potential timeline.
Fat chance.
But, I mean, he's going to be motivated because he's on a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, no, he has to be. You're right. I mean, he will be motivated to do so. Yeah. That man won't be remotely the
same. Cam Akers came back after 3 weeks, right? Wasn't that the record?
Something like that.
Yeah.
This dude's not Cam Akers.
I think it was like 6 months.
Good luck to Phillip Rivers, man. I hope you live.
Yeah.
To tell the story.
But it's a hard first ask. Hey, you're not playing the Titans, buddy. You're playing the Seahawks, and you're playing them there.
That man should have some kids going in there for him, not him.
That's
man
right.
Got grandchildren. Where are your sons that are quarterbacks? Why aren't the Colts calling on them?
This is a safety issue.
What they got to do you for?
This really is a safety issue for Phillip Rivers. But alas, he's going to be out there, so we'll see. To me, it's like, all right, I got to see with it. I got to at least check this out now. I wouldn't have cared if it was just Riley Leonard. Now I'm like, let me just see how bad this looks. I'm excited. I am excited for it. I don't want him to get hurt, but. Like, if the Colts are stupid enough to think that rolling Phillip Rivers out there in 2025 is the answer, then they get what they deserve. That's the way I would put it.
I got the Seahawks defense, but I'm on bye, so I was expecting about 30 until I saw
earn
the bye.
That's right.
Yeah. They're going to feast on this old man, excuse me.
He couldn't move when
he's not young anymore.
When he was 30. Now he's 45. So it's only going to get worse. There's no question
about
it.
Crazy story.
All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Charles Huff introduction today and more. Stick around. J&J, 90 Trying to Fam, ESPN.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.